Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the
bang. What is up, my pizzas? Video game bang is back, and we are whole, everybody. We are so whole. I would like to start with David Webb across from me. What is up?
What's going on, everybody? Hey, Pokemon Go right now.
Really? Why?
Yeah, stop messing with my balls!
Whoa!
TOS.
Let's clarify. Stop playing with his Pokeballs.
Yeah.
We'll introduce her in a minute. Nexie was here, is here. What's up?
Hello, I am here. I will forever be.
How was your mom's birthday?
It was good.
I was kind of sad I wasn't invited, but what'd you guys do?
We really just ate dinner together as a family for once.
Okay.
We got my mom a Nintendo Switch for her birthday.
What?
She got her own Switch, yeah.
What? Did she put it on her list because she listens to this show and got all wanted back into gaming? Is that what happened?
No, she's been wanting one ever since I got one. That was even before I started streaming. That was over 2 years ago.
Your mom is an amazing supporter of the show, and we love her. She's a treasure of this community. And speaking of treasures of this community, she is back from a month away. Let's go to Emma Cam. What's up, Emma? How you been?
I'm so tired.
You were living your best life.
I'm so tired. I went to so many New York plays.
Oh my God. I'm so exhausted.
I had such a good time in New York, and before that I had such a good time in LA, and before that I had such a good time in the San Jose. It's a hard time.
I don't understand people who have so much birthday celebrations. Like, it's just the day you were born. You don't gotta take a fucking
month
vacation.
Yeah.
And go see Hamilton front row.
Fifth row, but yes, may as well have been. I did watch George Washington spit all over Hamilton. It was a wonderful experience. Because I had made the plans, or we had made our plans for my birthday weekend, that was this weekend, like 4 months ago. And then we ended up deciding that we were going to do Universal in LA. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess we'll do 2 weekends then. That's fine by me. That works.
And then you had, your plans were originally to go to...
Yeah, so my original plans, like, we made the plans like 4 months ago. We were going to go to Disney World. It was like our dream vacation. My mom and I were going to go together. And we, like, had everything planned out to the second. We had all our reservations. And then we were going to do Harry Potter World at Universal for a day. And it was going to be huge and it was just amazing. And then the day before, my mom calls me and she's like, "Do you see there's a hurricane coming?"
The first time I went to Disney World, it was the day a hurricane left. Like, it was the first time. It was the first time in like 50 years Disney World had closed, and like we rolled up into Florida, into Orlando, palm trees everywhere, disaster, and we're like, "All right, kids, let's go to Disney World."
Cool,
it was open. It was open the next day. I mean, there's shit everywhere, but it was open. Like, yeah.
Yeah, we canceled because we're smart.
Mm.
I think what you guys did was pretty admirable, though, in not letting, like, a little bit of ruined plans go bad.
Yeah, no, we ended up canceling everything the day before. We met up in D.C., and then we're just like, I guess we're going to drive to New York. Cool.
And it seems like you had way more fun. A lot of mirror selfies.
Fucking fantastic time in New York. Yeah, a lot of mirror selfies because that mirror, the best lighting I've ever seen in my life. You're all welcome.
Yeah, I know. Thank you for gracing my timeline with all this happiness. You know, while you were gone enjoying life, was like the most miserable 2 weeks of work I've ever had in my life.
Oh, that sounds like a you problem.
And it makes it so much better when you go on Instagram and just see Emma. Oh, look, now I'm at Hamilton. Now I'm best friends with the guy who's about to play Shang-Chan.
Shang-Chi. And Shang-Chi. I almost met at Hamilton, but I mostly just was a creep.
Well, now he follows you on Twitter,
though. He does follow me on Twitter. No, he, I like made eye contact with him as we were leaving the theater, and I was like, "Who's that guy?" All right. And then I was like, "I feel like I recognize him." And then I was at the stage door waiting for the actors to come out so we could all get our playbill signed and things. And he was off to the side, like he was waiting to go backstage. And I saw him again, and I was like, "Is that Is that Simu Liu, or is that just another hot Asian guy and I'm racist? I really can't tell. So I was like, on the one hand, I don't want to ask and it's not him, and then I'm a racist. And I don't want to ask and it is him, and he's just out here trying to live his life, just trying to have a good day, doesn't need to be bothered. So I didn't say anything. But I tweeted later, and I was like, I think I saw Simu Liu at Hamilton. And if it is him, I'm really sorry somebody was staring at you. I was just trying to figure out if that was really you or not. My bad. And then I was like, it'll be even more awkward if it wasn't him. And he replied, and he was like, no, that was me.
And see, there's one thing to reply. This is how you know this is a good dude. Like, he's not all Hollywooded out yet, because he actually hits you with the follow back. That's a sign of, like, an OG. Like, that's respect. If he's going to take the time to reply, sees, like, oh, this is a fan of mine, and hit that follow back.
So now every time I shitpost on Twitter, I'm like, is this worth?
Always.
Should I post this bullshit?
So are we going to expect you shaming fewer, incels now on
Twitter? Oh, no,
on Twitter?
That's not shitposting. That's top-tier content.
We'll see what our boy thinks about that. So we got a lot going on. Video games are popular, believe it or not. You've missed so many good ninja stories, Emma.
We have to go back to Karate Guy.
Yep, we have to go back to him. Did you know he wrote a book while you were gone?
Oh my god. You mean somebody wrote a book and he put his name on it? Like all the people in Hollywood that write books?
Well, saying he wrote a book is a little strong. It's like 90% pictures and graphs.
It's for kids, so it's a
picture book.
Oh wow. How dare you? I bought 3 copies
myself.
No,
I'm sure it's great. It's just like it's definitely ghostwritten like most celebrities' books.
Think Ninja's writing his own books?
You know what?
No.
99% of the time I would agree with you. But this book, he wrote this book.
Are you saying it's a poorly written book?
I'm saying it's a book that is not. It's not Ulysses. Ulysses.
It's not what?
It's not Ulysses S. Grant. He didn't write a book.
You gotta love David. There's another thing. We gotta update Emma on all this. Webb hasn't slept since you've been gone either. He just, for some reason, doesn't sleep anymore. He's always tired.
Yeah. It's because he misses me so much. I'm sorry.
Maybe. He's been.
Or I'm dreading him.
He's been mispronouncing words at record pace, even for
himself. I've been trying to get it out. I forgot she was here. Otherwise, I would have said that correctly.
Damn it, I missed it.
So we got to give a shout out to our sponsors, Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Thank you guys so much for what you guys do. We're going to be there. We're going to be out there on Monday.
Nobody can speak.
That's going to be on the 9th doing a trivia, and it's going to be video game focused, and we're excited about that. Also, if you guys have not been catching up on the best comic book, the most relevant comic book of our time, of our generation, the new X-Men House of X series. Curtis and myself have been going through doing the Krakoa cast on that. We're going to be uploading the episodes to that on YouTube very shortly, but again, would not be possible without the good people at Oblivion Comics and Coffee. And that's the business, so we can get into it. We have we're coming on a nice period. I feel like there was a drought for good games. We were kind of stuck to the bottom of the barrel. But this month, it's starting to pick up. What do we got? Gears coming out.
Gears comes out on
the 10th, I think.
Yeah, comes out next week, I believe.
We just watched the trailer. You're a Gears fan. What are you thinking about it?
I mean, I'm going to get it and I'm going to play it. I'm not like super crazy hyped for it because I wasn't super impressed with Gears 4. What I am crazy excited about is that Raul Coley is in it.
And Terminator.
Who's Raul Coley?
iZombie.
That's what I thought.
Ravi.
Oh, is that the guy you met?
Yes, twice.
Okay. And what's he do? Is he just
he, a... Yeah, he voices one of the new characters.
Oh, I thought he was going to play as himself.
No.
Dave Bautista is playing himself. It's not like WWE guy, you know,
and
where
Dave Bautista got like his own like intro video from Xbox, and Raul Coley was like, I asked Xbox, and they said no, so here it is. And he put like a piece of cardboard on that he'd like drawn shitty Gears armor onto and did his own video.
Did he really?
Yeah, it's pretty solid if you look it up on Twitter.
They also threw in a bunch of Halo characters too.
Yeah. So
what are they doing with this game?
The commercialization stuff really makes me worry. Because even at E3 when they announced all the Terminator stuff, I was like, this feels like a move from a dying game. And it worries me. Like, why are we putting the Terminator in Gears? I don't understand. I mean, I don't know.
Just to bring it back to your boy Ninja. because it's actually relevant. You two are soulbound. Emma. You cannot escape him anymore.
He's married, but besides that.
No, soulbound is not in a relationship way. You could just be, this is the yin to her yang. Basically, you know, he got this his deal with Microsoft, right?
Yeah.
So he got the first crack in exclusivity at streaming the campaign.
Yeah, on Mixer.
And while that's cool, there's a lot of people kind of upset, saying that ethically this is just kind of messed up.
Why?
Well, because it's a like they have NDAs for a purpose, and they break it for Ninja, and not, you know, giving the rest of the community a shot to experience it and succeed and thrive off of streaming it.
I don't know. I looked at it. It's a commercial.
That's yeah. It's literally it's just advertising. Who the fuck is complaining about this?
People, critics, other streamers.
Yeah, other streamers. I'm sure other streamers are complaining about it. Yeah. But it's what? Like, he works for Microsoft. It's a Microsoft game. This is a thing all games
but
do.
But it's not fair, Emma. I want to be the first to stream it.
But who the fuck are you?
Exactly. Good question. I don't know. I kind of agree with you guys. I think it's kind of overblown. Anyways, it's just people trying to find more things to complain about.
I bet you it's not even true. I bet you it's just something Twitch started spreading around. They're still bitter.
Twitch is that bitch?
Yeah, Twitch is 100% that bitch.
Took a DNA test.
I'm going to go key Mixer's car. Oh, my
God. Took a baseball bat to both headlights.
Slash the tires.
I thought it was fascinating, too, the Dave Bautista thing, because it was just like, and Dave Bautista.
Yeah, like, why? Where the fuck did that come from? I don't know. The commercialization just, like, it feels like something, like the dying breaths of a franchise. And I'm like,
but it's not,
have we
though.
Gotten
like,
to that point?
Yeah, I don't think we have. The game seems to be thriving. It's got a huge campaign. A little humble brag, the Energy Esports team, we just picked up the most successful Gears of War squad, like, in existence.
There's a Gears of War Pro League?
Yeah.
It's been around for a while.
It's esports. Learn
something new every day.
Yeah, there's a Halo Pro League, right?
What? Yeah, no, okay.
So,
my friend Synapse is part of it.
Yeah.
There was like 13 major events or something for the last Gears of War game, and these guys won 10 of them.
Lord.
Like, these guys dominate. And so now, you know, I got to start learning a lot more about Gears, so you can be damn sure I will have to buy this game day one. And
shit,
like,
that means I got to play Gears of War 4 this week because I never finished it.
Oh, you got to get through that campaign.
I got like halfway through and I was just like, what am I doing?
What is it all for? Why am I doing this?
And like, I was so excited for it in the beginning, and then I just got like bored, I guess. So I'm going to try and hit it up again.
It feels kind of like how they're adding a bunch of random people to Mortal Kombat. Like, why the fuck is the Joker in Mortal Kombat? It makes no sense.
Why does the Joker look the way that he does in Mortal Kombat?
Wait, is it DC Joker or Persona Joker?
You haven't seen this yet?
It's like,
no,
he looks like
DC Joker.
Oh, okay.
He looks like D-Boy Joker.
No, I haven't. I've literally been offline for like 3 weeks.
So he's dressed like classic Joker with the look of Suicide Joker.
So we're going to pull up the image for her to look
younger.
At. There he is right there.
That's him. It's E-Boy Joker.
It is E-Boy Joker.
My theory...
I mean, it's Fuckboy Joker.
Because you know they're already... Wow.
I mean, look at the hair.
I'm just saying.
You know they have Joker...
Why is his hair so styled? That's what's throwing me. He spent time on that hair.
I think it's
He's crazy,
eyes.
Emma.
Joker was... they have a model that's very well defined in the Injustice franchise.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of surprised why they didn't pull from. The only thing I can think of is the fact that, you know, this is more closely resembles the actual Joker we've seen in other pieces of media, and I don't think they want Scorpion ripping his, you know, dick out through his asshole. I think, like...
Wow. That escalated really quick.
You know, you could have said, like...
Literally anything else.
Yeah.
I just picked two random body parts, completely random off the top of my head.
I'm sure you did.
You've thought about this before. You've written fan fiction about this.
How dare you? Speaking of the Joker,
you know it's true.
Let's sidestep that.
You know we have access to your Google Docs, right? You shared it.
Do you really?
No.
Do you guys remember the segment?
Why did you get worried about that?
Well, there was a segment on the show where they used to read my web search history.
I think we did that.
Oh, let's get back to it.
Yeah.
I think it was whenever it was.
Oh, because you were out of town.
You were out of town like all the time, and so we're like, all right, well, fuck it, let's read it. Let's switch it.
Oh no.
Speaking of Joker,
always use incognito mode.
I learned that from the show. So the Joker movie was shown at a film festival over the weekend, and there must not be strong NDAs because there's a lot of reviews for it already.
I'm pretty sure I read 90% of the movie in the one review I read today.
Where was your source?
Variety.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I got mine from Nerd Reactor. I watched like a video thing, but I've actually read quite a few of them, and they all seem to be positive, first of all, but they all seem to be similar.
Taxi driver. Yeah. Taxi driver, taxi driver, taxi, taxi driver, driver, taxi driver, taxi driver.
Find did they mention taxi driver?
I don't know if you heard this, but taxi driver.
Find a review for the new Joker movie where they don't say taxi driver. Like, it's going to be nearly impossible.
Is that the new segment?
Yeah.
I was just like, the single reference to it, I got. I was like, all right, like, I get it. That's the vibe they're going for. This guy referenced it like 47 times. In the article. I was like, I get it. It's like Taxi Driver. Shut the fuck up.
But read the article. Read the article. Put on Control F and type in Taxi Driver.
See how many it is.
But Taxi Driver was incredible, though. Isn't that a great thing?
I've never seen Taxi Driver.
I've never even heard of it.
Robert De Niro movie. And then Robert De Niro is in this. But yeah. No, it. Like, I get it. It's like Taxi Driver. But if that's all you can say about this movie, I'm just going to go watch Taxi Driver. Mm-hmm. Like... Thanks for the recommendation, I guess.
I'm excited for this movie. I'm the only one in, I think, the circle 100 of
mile
friends.
Radius.
No, that is not true. Like, I don't know why people are so upset about this, other than the people who really just can't get over the fact that it's not the Joker story they want to see.
Well, and it's just the reason that I'm annoyed with it is it's another fucking Joker story. Oh my god, stop. We get it. You like the Joker, the Joker's commercial. There are so many other stories we could tell.
I mean, that's just DC with anything.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Like, just fucking get rid of him. I swear to god. And then the other thing is that when I heard them talking about, they're like, well, we're gonna do a Joker story that isn't like anything you've ever seen before. It has nothing to do with anything you have ever read about the Joker ever. I'm like, then it's, what the fuck are you making a Joker movie for?
Yeah, it's not the Joker.
It has nothing to do with the Joker. It's just a movie about some guy named Arthur.
I mean,
Aardberg?
I heard it's just like Taxi Driver, and I like Taxi Driver. So, I like Scorsese films. I like timepieces from that. I like gangster movies. I like that time period.
But like even the setting is the same. Like, it's like Gotham in a sort of 80s setting that is very Taxi Driver-esque.
It is. And
like, was Robert Joaquin De Niro Phoenix is in it?
In Taxi Driver?
And De Niro is in the Joker movie.
He is. Yeah. Robert De Niro is in the Joker movie. I don't believe so.
Okay.
Who, what?
Was also, Joaquin Phoenix in Taxi Driver?
No, I don't think so.
The thing that bothered me even when they first cast it was like, why are you casting a man in his 50s to play an origin of the Joker?
Because
it's not the Joker!
You need to...
It's just an old man cosplaying as the Joker.
It's an old incel cosplaying as the Joker.
Oh, no. Come on now.
It's literally what I read in the review.
You're
what,
not wrong.
What did they say?
It referenced, like, and I've seen this from multiple people that are posting about they had a chance to see it, that it's just like, it's a Joker for the age of mass shooters and incels. Is what that Variety article said, and what I've heard from multiple other people that have seen it. It's, yeah, like Pocket said in chat, it's quote unquote incel friendly. Like, it's in a
what
way
does that
like,
even mean?
Yeah, what is, yeah, what
incel friendly?
The way that I've seen it referenced is like, he very much feels like he fits that stereotype of like mass shooter incel kind of stuff. But then the way the movie progresses, like, you know he's evil and you know he's psychotic, but, like, you're rooting for him in a way. And, like, even in a way that you, like, realize you're not supposed to, but, like, you still kind of are.
Incel stuff on the side, I typically root for the villains in stuff that I watch. That's why I like gangster movies. In gangster movies, it's all about the gangsters.
There's different levels of villains, though, because there's different ways in which villains are villains.
I highly doubt this Joker's going to go do a mass shooting. Right? That's not a scene in this movie, right?
I mean...
That would be... I feel like that would be in the news.
I doubt it, but it seems like one of those things that this character... I mean, the Joker as a character would do that. It's kind of what he does. Chaos.
I'm curious. I'm going to go see the movie, and now I feel like I have to go see it just to see
Oh, that's the headline. I almost called him Joaquin because I was reading the thing. Pocket just posted the headline that I saw earlier. Joaquin Phoenix loses his shit in a bold but incel-friendly origin story. Like, I've seen multiple articles that referred to it in that way.
As incel-friendly.
I feel like we need to just not use that term anymore. Incel-friendly seems just so, like...
dirty?
I don't even like looking at that.
And I mean, it's just, like, I just don't care. Like, I already don't care about the... like, there are so many other characters that deserve that spotlight and that deserve that treatment of, like, having their story told in a way that is separate from Batman and is separate from even just separate from the comics in a way. But, like, Nightwing. How many fucking versions of Joker are we going to get?
Should get a Nightwing movie.
I don't know, man.
I want to see when he was a special agent.
That was the worst run. Oh, my God. If anybody ever read the Grayson comics, they were horrible.
Chat wants to know what someone, Renegade, wants to know. Pretend some of us don't know what incel is. What is it?
Incel is involuntarily celibate, and it's angry men on the internet who are pissed off that women won't sleep with them.
Or if you're Corey, it's somebody who sneaks into other groups to destroy them within.
I learned what incel was when I called Emma's mom an incel on accident.
Oh, wow, no. She's some sort of incel.
I listened to what he said and I was like, do you mean sleeper cell?
She was like, my mom's a Republican, but she votes Democrat or the other way around. She's a Democrat, but she votes Republican. I was like, oh, so she's an incel.
Even then, still not what I said. Still not what I said.
Oh, no.
That she's Democrat, but she registered Republican, so she could vote in the Republican primaries.
Like an incel would.
Why just didn't clarify I that, buy I know you she a listens dictionary to this for your birthday?
So, apologies.
To be fair, though, did you say something about Corey's mom once?
Yeah.
She did.
Okay. Yeah,
so we're even. We're even.
To be fair, I said something about a word, but Corey, before I said my sentence very quickly, said something about his mom, which made it sound like I was calling his mother loose.
That's
So
fucking hilarious. Funniest thing I've ever said in my life. I stand by it.
And this is exactly why my mom doesn't listen to the show. I'm like, no, mom, don't listen to this.
Or Mama Web. So we'll go see the movie. I'm sure I will definitely see the movie, will report back.
He said we'll go see it. All three of us are like, no.
I'll go see the movie and report back.
We're definitely gonna see the
movie.
No. Other stuff coming out this month because it's such a powerful.
Chapter 2 comes out this week. I'm super fucking excited.
Yeah, and if you guys want to get a review of it, spoiler filled, check out the film Lossifers. They went and saw a screening of it last night, and
I wanted to go to that so bad.
Review the review. They say it's a lot like Taxi Driver.
With a clown. Are you really stoked about that one? Was the first one that good?
Yeah. Did you see the first one?
Mm-mm.
With the first one or the first
First remake?
It Chapter 1, the one that came out 2 years ago.
No.
It was really, really good. I wasn't sure what to expect because I never read the book and I didn't see the Tim Curry movie, which I feel like I really don't need to. But no, the new one was really good. Bill Skarsgård's crazy good as Pennywise. The whole cast, like the cast of kids is really, really good. And I remember when I saw it and I knew that they were going to do two parts because the book is like 1,000 pages. It's really, really long.
It's a Harry Potter book.
And it's split up into two sections. It's the first section when they're kids and the second section when they go back as adults. Fucking spoiler, I guess. And so like one of the girl in the group is a redhead. And I was like, the only way I will watch this second movie, even though I really want to see it, is if they cast Jessica Chastain as the redhead. That's all I want. That's all I will... The movie's 5 stars if Jessica Chastain is cast. And then they did because I'm a fucking genius and I know everything. And now I'm
or because there's two redheads in Hollywood and you had a 50-50 shot.
No, it's because I'm a genius.
It was Jessica Chastain or Jessica Chastain Light. I'm sorry. She's probably a great actress, but you guys know who I'm talking about. The one from Mad Men.
Oh, Christina Applegate.
There we go. See?
I was thinking Amy Adams as the second
redhead.
Yeah. Oh. Okay, there's
and the other one that kind of looks like Amy Adams, Isla Fisher.
Fisher also looks exactly like Amy Adams.
They're basically twins.
What? We need more redhead representation in
Sarah
Hollywood.
Rafferty, Donna in Suits.
Oh shit! Yeah, her.
Yeah, but no, Bryce Dallas Howard. Jessica Chastain is the love of my life, and
Toby. From
I just
the
want
Office.
Everybody to know that.
Other games coming out. We got Borderlands 3. We're on the cusp
of
Borderlands 3 coming out on September 13th. I mean, I was excited about this one, but I'm not as much as I feel like I should be.
Really?
Yeah.
You were so hyped about it when they did that very
I
first.
Know.
Like, now that it's actually here, he's like, eh.
Yeah. My taste in games has changed. I mean, since Emma was gone, I felt like I had to explore my gaming options because no one was around here to cover, like, artsy shit. So I decided to play an artsy game, and I played Inside. And you know what? Not a bad game.
That yeah. totally sounds like you
Welcome
just
to, like,
played
3 years ago.
Yeah. I played with some Legos.
I played Inside.
And it was great. No. I didn't go out in the sun.
That's just me. That's now the you life liked of it? Nexus.
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. It was the only game I've beat with one hand. Like, I literally...
That's upsetting in a lot of ways.
It was... I only... I played on mouse and keyboard. Like a... good PC gamer should. And mm-hmm. you only need
the keyboard.
Yeah, you need WSAD and a grab button and a jump. Like that's all you need.
Yeah.
And I beat it in one sitting, 4 hours, and it was really, really fucking good.
Yeah.
And there was a few parts where I had to, like, stop. I was like, let me just, like, look at this for a minute, bro.
It's a good game.
Yeah.
And, you mentioned earlier that you hadn't finished Limbo, so you should go back and finish Limbo now that you've played Inside.
Well, I have it for free. If you guys do not have the Epic Game Store, we talk about it on the podcast all the time. They are really going balls deep in giving away really good free games every single week. And they've been doing 2 a week. So this last one, I have Limbo in my library because they gave it away like a month ago.
Yeah.
And now I have the Inside game, and now I have
Fortnite.
Alan Wake. Fortnite's free. No, but they've done like For Honor, and they got more coming next week.
For Honor, that's the game.
Yeah.
It's not relevant. I was trying to think about that.
So
at
did
work.
You get to that super weird shit at the end of the game?
I beat the whole thing.
Yeah, the super weird way it ends, and you're just like, what am I looking at right now?
So this is where I thought it would be good for our conversation because, you know, we talk about you're into games that, like, that you're just like a deer, and you're walking around this vast desert land and eating grass and shit, and it looks cute. I'm like, okay, that game looks pretty. But the mechanics, like, how is this a game? This is like an interactive art piece or a game.
He's also referring to a game he has never touched because it's not out and he saw one trailer.
And I will never play this game. Okay.
Oh, Death Stranding?
I won't say never. No, that's a whole nother piece of shit. What's the game called? I can't even remember.
I can't remember what it's called.
I know what you're talking about. There's the two deer.
Yeah.
And you light the way.
The like, abandoned city.
Yeah.
Bambi.
It looks really good.
I cried during that trailer.
Right?
I'm not going to lie.
It looks beautiful.
And then I saw the Blair Witch trailer and I'm like, oh.
So much happening.
The deer game, whatever. But this game was, like, legit. There was it was a puzzle game, is what it was.
Yeah, it's a platformer puzzle.
It's a platformer puzzle that creates a good sense of, like, urgency. And, like, it's very... I was streaming it. I streamed pretty much the whole thing. And I was listening to Pink Floyd in the background the whole time because it was just such an appropriate fit. And because, like, you don't know...
the most pretentious thing I've ever heard.
What?
And that's saying something coming from Emma.
Wait, what? How is that pretentious?
She says pretentious shit all the time.
Very true.
How is that pretentious? I was setting the mood.
Uh-huh.
And...
you dim the lights.
Hang on, what? No,
I did. I legit did.
Well, what color were the lights?
Pink. What else do you think?
That's what I thought.
So, but...
No, I'm glad you liked it, though.
I was confused as hell, though, the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And that ending, okay, so this game has been out for a long time. So yeah. do we care about, we don't care about spoilers. If
no,
you really care, there's no fucking story, so there's nothing to spoil.
I mean, there is.
No, there's not.
There is.
What's the story?
You just have to kind of, and I think you get more of the story in a sense if you play Limbo, but again, it's something that you kind of have to infer for yourself.
It totally.
Is it one of those things where you have to collect cards and then go online and read the lore?
No, that's Destiny, and that's awful. No, in this one, you could kind of put together a story that you think, but there's actually no actual guidelines.
Yeah, there's no dialogue. There's no, it's just you going place to place.
I watched, like, a couple YouTubers, like, I spent, like, an hour after the stream just trying to watch videos to see what the fuck I just did and happened. Anyways, you're this little boy for, like, 95% of the game. And you're just, like, trying not to get murdered viciously, which I thought
was... There's an achievement, I think, for playing the whole game without dying.
I don't know how you do it. Impossible. But it's graphic.
Yeah.
Like, the first time a dog ate me, like, they put, like, a little crunch when the dog snaps your neck.
Ooh.
Like,
yikes. Okay, I need to play this.
That's scary.
That's what gets you into the
That's
game?
That's what got you
play
into
Limbo
this?
First.
Okay.
And then you get into this lab, finally, and shit starts to get real. You end up in some, like, vat with a bunch of like human flesh.
Yep.
I'm here for this.
They're all in a ball. Mm-hmm. And there's like arms popping out. And
then you control the ball.
Yeah, you get absorbed into this.
You Katamari it.
That's what I was thinking. It was like Katamari, but like if it was real and just people.
I was streaming it and I was like, I'm so uncomfortable with what's happening. What is this? It sounds gross. It looks gross. Where is this going? And then the game ends.
The mechanics of it are pretty incredible because, like, imagine a giant, like, boulder-sized fleshy thing with, like, legs popping out of the bottom. Like, you know how top-heavy that would be?
Yeah.
So, like, when you're running and you stop, like, the top, like, takes you over and you roll a few times. Like, it's
super... I'm just thinking of a big ball that's kind of cute. It has little tiny legs and it's just skittering around.
It's
like waving its little baby arms.
But that ending, weird. Though.
Yeah.
There's just like, you're this ball, you finally escape, and then you're just on a beach? I don't know.
That's how we all want it to end, don't we?
But I thought you'd be proud of me. I actually
expanding your horizons.
My horizons just a little tiny
I'll send you
bit.
Some more games to play.
I'm down. Other games coming out. Skip and Tosh, Curtis in the chat will be stoked about this one because it comes out on the 6th. But NBA 2K20 mm-hmm. is coming out. And I got that one pre-ordered from Amazon showing up the day it comes out because I want to get into that campaign, baby.
Oh, my God.
The story modes on that game are so underrated.
Uh-huh.
And this one's only going to be better. Did you see the actors that they pulled in this thing?
No, I didn't.
Jaleel White?
Okay.
I'm waiting for applause.
Was there supposed to be, like, a reaction there?
Yeah, Jaleel freaking White. That's Urkel.
Okay. Oh. What the fuck is he doing these days? Like, am I supposed to be impressed that 2K was able to get him?
Well, no, okay, I'm being a little
It seems like a step down from Anthony Mackie.
He does.
Well, they got Idris Elba in this bad boy.
Okay.
Ooh,
who else they him. Got? They got a lot of, like, name talent. This thing is going to be good. So I'll probably end up trying to stream it. And I feel like I'm finally on, like, even platform. Like, Kurt got me and David into the game, like, at the end of its life cycle, so everybody else had fully leveled characters.
Oh, yeah.
And at one point, I realized, like...
You're not getting sucked into this, are you?
Into NBA 2K20? Probably not. I don't play 2K19 that much. I don't have time for video games anymore.
That's the other thing about David. He doesn't play games anymore.
That's true.
Apparently.
He's, like, just our dad hanging out in the room.
Basically. I'm here for the color commentary. That's basically...
But I kind of stopped grinding it because I was thinking, like, even if I, by the time I hit level 40, all these cats are going to be on 2K20, like, starting their new grinds. So it's kind of pointless. So
did you say all these cats are going to be on? Okay.
We can't say.
Because you may be the dad, but he's the old one.
Damn. It's true.
Remember when you called yourself my grandpa?
I am like your grandpa. The other thing...
Out of context, that's just very strange.
A lot of stuff coming out, but we'll just go on one more before we hit a couple news stories. And this is one that I don't think... actually, I know Nexi's super excited for, Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
Did you play the original?
No, that was one of the few that I never got to play. I didn't play very many of the older Legend of Zelda games.
The story on this one's a little wacky, right? It's like a dream sequence, mm-hmm. the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I remember there's actually a YouTuber named The Gaming Historian who does a review on how this game, like, wasn't supposed to be made and, like, the hurdles. And it introduced a bunch of new mechanics that ended up sticking with the Zelda franchise forever.
Mm.
So a lot of people look fondly at this one as, like, one of the most innovative ones. And I never played it either, so... I'm definitely super excited to play this one. It's very puzzly.
I love the way that it looks.
Yeah.
The way that they've... And doing, like, side-by-sides of, like, the opening of how it looked, like, back when it came out and then the remake. I'm just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I love doing that with Halo Master Chief Collection.
Hell, yeah.
I'll be in the middle of a campaign, and I'll just, like, switch it to, like, the normal, like, to the old school. I'm like, holy crap, I can't see shit. And I switch it to, like, the remake. I'm like, this is awesome.
This game does definitely belong on a list of, like, this is the perfect game. It came out on, I think, just the Game Boy, and it had a few different ports through time. But if you missed it, it's one of those games that's hard to go back to if you don't want to go back to 8-bit, but perfect
Who
choice.
Who wouldn't, though? If anybody doesn't want to go back to 8-bit, then why are you here?
I mean, that's true. Good point.
Those are such good games.
But we got some news stories we can talk about, and we haven't talked about any news stories while you've been gone, so we're really excited to have you back.
Seriously? In four episodes?
No, it's all been just Prince, and Nexi and I did a show together where it was just the two of us, and it got really weird real
quick. I yelled at him for talking about screamo music incorrectly.
That episode's alternate title was almost just Old Man Yells at Youngster.
I mean, that would have been very accurate. Yeah.
And then we started talking about, like...
got very existential.
Yeah, I got existential.
The egg theory.
Yeah.
How our universe is inside, like, the black hole.
We're not going to get into it today again, Maxie, because... after show.
I'll have too many questions.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to wrap my hand...
Your hand around what?
My hand and my head.
Oh, no. Your hand around your head. Nobody needs to know this, David.
Oh, no.
So, Emma, what's...
First news story.
What's in the news?
Do you remember the super cute, super happy-go-lucky dev from Ghostwire at E3?
I love her.
She left that game.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
Was it too spooky for her?
No.
I don't know.
I bet she got an ego, like, after being so popular, because everyone was like, oh, there's two things at E3. Keanu Reeves and her.
And the dog.
Ikumi Nakamura.
Yeah, there we go.
It's spooky.
She has left Tango Gameworks. I don't know why. She put out a tweet.
Oh, was that the story? She's gone. Next story.
I mean, that pretty much is it, because we don't know why she left, but she was there for 9 years. She said, I feel here is one of ends of the journeys. There's a bit of a language barrier. I learned from talented people I've worked with and I respect. Contact me if anyone wants to work with me. And then linked her LinkedIn account.
And I'm sure it blew up.
I'm going to get her on the game that I'm making.
I mean, if you want an easy pop from the crowd at the next E3, if anybody even watches or goes to E3 after all the shit that they've done this year, you throw her on stage, bam. Yep. Big deal. Mm-hmm. Keanu Reeves, same thing.
You know what?
Put him in a movie.
I don't know if I want to play this game anymore. She doesn't have anything to do with it.
For real. That's kind of the point of it. It's crazy. I don't even remember what the game looked like or anything. I just remember her and, like, doing weird kicks and stuff. What else we got?
Nintendo Direct. That's the big one from today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nexi, I know you've been waiting all day. What's up?
Honestly, there is only one thing that I paid attention to in the Direct, and I didn't care about anything else. Animal Crossing New Horizons.
And because Nintendo fans just need to calm down, first of all.
Excuse you?
Yes.
Nintendo fans need to calm down.
Excuse you.
I am a centrist, so I don't agree with Emma. I'm actually a little frightened that she was agreeing with me, because I do agree, Nintendo's amazing. But after every single Nintendo Direct, Twitter is just taken over by Nintendo fans. Just popping off about every single little detail of things that really don't matter.
And if you disagree with them, God help
you. Oh, God help you.
You have a better chance with a beehive than you do with Nintendo fans.
It's 100% accurate. So I thought that the stuff that they announced for Smash was pretty hype.
Is it true? I didn't pay very much attention to that. Is it true that Sans is going to be in Smash?
Who?
Sans from Undertale.
No.
I think I could have swore I saw so many
things
about that.
I feel like
Corey
does not know the actual answer to
that. No,
I'm looking this up.
That's the only thing, that's the only thing I paid attention to. They announced Terry from Fatal Fury, who's basically Ken with a hat. And then they announced...
it's a skin.
They announced that they're going to have another season of like four or five more characters, which was a pretty big announcement.
Someone in chat says Sans is a skin in Smash.
Yeah, it's a skin for the Mii Fighter.
The skeleton guy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Every time I
Why'd you just say the skeleton guy? Don't use
Because it's Sans.
Don't use real names? Like, I'm supposed to know what that means?
Have you never played one of... Well, I don't want to call it a better game, because the community is just yikes.
For what game?
Undertale.
Really? It has a bad community?
The community... Well, I mean, the community is just really grimy.
It's like,
really
like
grimy.
Minecraft-y or what?
No, like... I don't know how to get into it, dude. It's just look it up yourself.
It sounds like
some shit.
Are you sure had a bad experience?
No, it's not just me.
I've never heard one person be like, "Oh, the Undertale community, fuck them."
Yeah. No, I mean, in all honesty, I love the game, but it's the people that are like the super fans of the game. I'm just like,
Do you remember, like, I think it was the first time we did a panel at the SAC Indie Arcade. We were in that black square room, and somebody asked, "What do you guys think about Undertale?" Do you remember that? And like you and Aaron straight up said that we don't play it, and I like gave a smart-ass answer of like, oh yeah, that's a really fun game, and you're like, really, David, what's it about? And like, like on the spot, I was like, it's about somebody with a tail who's the underdog in the story, and it's about achieving your dreams.
Oh, absolutely not.
That was good. That's one of my better moments.
But going back to Animal Crossing.
Animal Crossing.
What did they give you? What's there to be excited about?
We got like an actual trailer, not just a teaser. And we're seeing some more polished versions of what we did see in the teaser and during the Nintendo Treehouse Live at E3. So there's not... I didn't notice very much that they were introducing that was new that they didn't already talk at least a little bit about during E3, but you see the way that the game has like kind of come along a little bit, like the graphics, in my opinion, they look a little bit more polished for this trailer, and you get a grasp on what you're doing on this island and how certain game mechanics work. Actually eating food in this game, this is a new thing, eating food actually affects your ability to do things. And in other Animal Crossing games, like, you could eat like an apple or something, but it wouldn't do anything. You would just eat. But this actually gives you, like, if you eat an apple, then you can dig up an apple tree and then replant it somewhere else. Like,
weird.
Yeah.
Is Tim Cook, do you owe money to Tim Cook? Yeah.
Tim Nook?
Tim Cook.
Tom Nook. Because Tim Cook was the CEO.
That's it for me, everybody. I'm going on a high note. Thank you guys for watching.
I was like, where's he going with this? What?
I was like, are we all in debt to Apple? I mean, yeah, but
yeah,
like,
pretty much.
You said you can grow weed in this game?
You can sell weed.
Oh, you can't grow it, but you can sell it.
Yeah, you for once in an Animal Crossing game, you can do drugs. No, you pick up the weeds that are on the ground, and you can actually sell them. It doesn't just kind of like toss them away. You can sell them for... What are you laughing at?
This game sounds so whack. I'm sorry.
You also...
I feel like somebody was picking up weed when they were making up this game.
Animal Crossing is wholesome times, okay?
Is it?
This sounds like it should be a mobile game. To take
Pocket
a page
Camp?
From.
I mean, it's on Switch, so...
Pocket Camp is already a thing, but yeah. New Horizons is going to be on Switch.
So I guess it is kind of a mobile game.
Yes.
All right. Nobody heard that, Emma.
I know.
Nobody knows.
I know. I stand by it. Doom 64 is coming to the Switch.
There's a lot of shit coming to the Switch, too. What did they just announce to a whole bunch of games are coming.
A whole bunch of Super Nintendo games.
Yeah, and this comes off of, Genesis. Like, a couple weeks ago, they were talking about... they were going to patent a wireless version of the old SNES controller. And then this news comes out. But what kind of games are on there? Do you see?
For the Super Nintendo, there's like Breath of Fire, F-Zero, Joe and Mac 2, Lost in the Tropics, Star Fox.
Yes! Right. I'm keeping my Switch now.
It's not the N64 version, though. It'd
be
the,
oh, is it not? Oh, you said Super Nintendo. Screw it.
Did you ever play that?
No. Wait, I think I did. I think I did once or twice.
I mean, it's free. Like, so all these games are included if you have the online service. Right now, if you go on there, you can play, like, Punch-Out and a lot of the NES games, but they're going to hit it hard with the Super ones. The ones that I think caught my attention were, like, Kirby's Dream Course.
That's the one I was going to say. I love that game so much.
It's a good one.
Wholesome content.
Super Ghouls and Ghosts. So I don't know what that is. That's a hard game. Funny. That's super hard. Also, the Goat. Super Mario World's gonna be on there too. That's
I don't care much about Mario.
Black Flag is gonna be on the Switch.
Is
it
really?
Only thing people should be excited about. Yeah, Black Flag and Rogue. But Black Flag is the best of the Assassin's Creed games. So if you have a Switch, get yourself some Black Flag.
The best of the Assassin's Creed games is like saying you're the best member of Nickelback.
How dare you? Good games for a while. The first Assassin's Creed game is really good.
That's in the new intro with Corey Vincent. Saying that your best Assassin's Creed game is saying you're the best member of Nickelback.
How dare you?
That's great.
All right, there's only one news story that really mattered from the Nintendo Direct. None of this matters except
Deadly Premonitions 2.
Exactly. Come on now, girlfriend. Let's go.
I don't know what Deadly Premonitions is.
Nobody does. But Overwatch, baby! It's coming to the Switch.
Officially?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so they announced it today.
In October, in a month.
Yeah.
Wow. Like, so they've been working on this for a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what's his name this whole time? He's like, well, maybe we're opening new platforms. He's sitting there tweeting. Yeah.
Daddy Jeff keeps his mouth shut when he needs to. He is a true professional. He never lets things slip before they're supposed to. Why do you guys got to make everything sound dirty? I just look over my computer at David.
I was so professional. I get the straight face. I'm listening. I didn't say anything.
Well, anyways, the big questions heading into this, they actually changed some of the mechanics, too.
Yeah, they're doing the gyro controls.
Yeah.
How's that going to work?
Whoa, so the things that they showed were like Junkrat alt. You know, his Riptire?
Yeah.
You were controlling it with gyro controls. Oh. Like, moving.
Did you think you, like, took the handles off and were like...
Yeah! My left one's not working!
The left one never works.
What?
Joy-Con.
Oh, yeah, because they had a factory default. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's not dirty.
Yeah, October 15th.
That one's coming out. And then if you pre-order, you can get the Widow Noir skin. I was kind of bummed that they didn't, like, give anything exclusive. I would, as cool as this is, I would not download it unless I got it for free, because if I'm spending the money, I'm just going to buy an alt account on my PC.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if they came out with a Mario Torbjorn skin?
I'm in. Hell
yeah. I mean, it's me, Torbjorn.
It could have been that easy.
I would buy that.
Yeah, they could do little things like that.
Who's Luigi?
Who's Luigi?
Is it Junkrat?
No.
What if you made
No, Luigi's not in it. That's the thing.
What if you made Roadhog Mario and then Junkrat Luigi?
There we go. Now we're thinking.
Roadhog.
Torbjorn's Wario.
The bummer part was that there was no announcement of a Smash character that was going to come from Overwatch. But the potential is there now that they announced there's going to be like four or five more.
So if they're doing gyro controls, I want to be able to have my Joy-Cons and play D.Va. Like she's
the way she was meant to be played, yeah, like God intended.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
That'd be sick.
No, it's pretty big news. I mean, a funny tweet that I saw was that because Paladins was the big competitor to Overwatch. It's basically right. It was the clone and saying Overwatch competitor.
I was saying competitor.
Competitor is a strong term.
Yeah.
But the only reason to play Paladins would be like if you wanted to play it on the Switch, because that was the only platform you couldn't play Overwatch. And so they were like, my reasons to play Paladins are absolutely zero now.
Is it still full price, Overwatch on the Switch?
$40.
Yeah.
It's better than 60. Somebody in chat, Renegade, I don't know if he's trolling or not, said Widowmaker aiming by looking around in handheld mode. Like,
I'm pretty sure that's a joke.
That would be miserable.
Fairly certain that's a joke.
I mean, if it was an option.
I think it was pretty ironic that that's the character you get an exclusive skin if you pre-order, because that should be the last character anybody plays on the Switch is Widowmaker.
Nobody's going to play Widowmaker. Yeah. Oh, the aiming would suck.
Yeah, trying to aim with those freaking Joy-Cons? That's fair. Impossible.
I don't know.
Unless you take the See, I'm thinking Joy-Cons are off, you aim with one, and then you can move the Joy-Cons
that's
around.
That's not how this works.
You've been watching Ready Player One way too much.
He should be here by now.
He's been playing the Wii too much.
Yeah, or... Yeah.
It's like archery on Wii Sports.
David Webb, man, tell us what you're grinding on. Vast.gg, where can people go get them juicy giveaways?
Go to Vast.gg on Twitter and Vast.gg on Twitch. We're streaming every day. Max from the staff, he's on there streaming. He was streaming Fortnite today. The past 2 days, he's been streaming Minecraft, and he's never played Minecraft. So, funny story, we, in chat, everyone was like, you know what? We dare you to dig straight down. Just do it. And so he did it, and he instantly fell in lava and died.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And lost all the 12 dozen shovels that he accidentally made that was on him. So that was hilarious. So go check us out, twitch.tv/vastgg. And we just started a stream team, so big things are happening. Plus all the giveaways we have going on. We just launched a Streamlabs giveaway. And we got there's one ending tonight, so go check it out.
Nexi, what's your stream schedule looking like?
I don't have a schedule yet, but if I am streaming, then I start at 6 p.m. Pacific. And recently I've been going through some little nightmares
Yeah.
I've been playing Little Nightmares. I did the first two chapters over a year ago, and then I did them again, and I just finished chapter 3, and it said that it would be an estimated time of like half an hour to 45 minutes. That took me 2 hours.
Holy shit.
I was screaming. I was so frustrated. Like, if I get got, why are you starting me at the chase without giving me a chance?
Oh, I know,
like,
exactly what part you're at.
The very end.
Yep.
The very end of chapter 3. And I'm just like, you know what? But I love those chunky boys. So yeah. When you like have to go under that table, I'm just like, oh, okay.
Was it weird to anybody else when Nexi said if you get got?
You get got.
I mean, you of all people calling someone out for grammar is a little strange.
No, yeah, I'm not saying grammar. I'm just saying, I don't know, it just sounds weird.
Anyways, I'm also playing Dead by Daylight all the time. The PTB for Stranger Things is out, and play it.
Get on it.
David,
quit playing with shit.
Stop.
Bad. Bad David.
The squirt bottle. So you can check me out on twitch.tv/nexuswashere with an underscore at the end, or check out my Twitter where I sometimes post funny, relatable things about existential dread at twitter.com/nexuswashere. I think that's how that works, right?
I think so. And yeah. You gotta give a big shout out, a big shout out to Zombie Girly, man. Hey. Thank you so much. Hey. She just gave us a giant 21 person raid.
What?
And brought in tons of positivity into the chat. Thank you so much. If you guys listen to the podcast on iTunes and other podcast services like that, you should really be watching us live on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. We do the show live on Wednesday evenings and Saturday evenings, and we get occasional drop-ins from other amazing talent from all over, sometimes in our very own city. So thank you so much for that. Emma Skies, you're back. When can we start expecting the streams?
I don't fucking know. Definitely, I think I'm gonna try and do a birthday stream this weekend since I was not able to do one.
No,
so
you've had enough.
Have 3 weeks
in a row.
It's not even your birthday
you've
month.
You've done enough.
No.
That was August.
What more?
We're in September.
Stream, bitches.
Dang. So
if that's stream. Not the title.
You fail. Let me do that. I've tried to put swearing in my going live notifications, and it literally won't let me post it.
Just do like
asterisk,
like, yeah,
little symbols.
And that's our show. Thank you so much for watching. For Nexi, David, Emma, my name is Corey. Saying you've just been banged.